You're with SBS Radio.
My name is Michal Aviad. I was born and raised in Israel. I went to the United States to complete my studies in cinema in the 1980s in San Francisco. I became a filmmaker and I make films since then. I made 10 films, of which 8 are documentary films and 2 are fiction films. All my films were well received throughout the world, where got to receive prizes, were shown in festivals, and were aired on television. My recent film from less than a year ago is Working Woman, which is a fiction film, and which right now is completing its screening in Israel. It's being screened at this time in the Netherlands and in Brazil, was screened commercially in the United States and in France, and is coming now to Australia.
Can you please tell us more about Working Woman? Because this movie, this fiction movie, is coming to Australia. It's a full-length movie, and we're looking forward to seeing it. Can you tell us about Working Woman?
Working Woman is about the relationship between an employer and his employee. The employee is a very talented young woman. She needs the job because she has 3 children, and an economic situation is not easy. She also needs and loves the job because she loves working and needs a meaning in her life. She's a very good worker. Her boss appreciates her and gives her lots of compliments and helps her to advance. But at the same time, he's also attracted to her, which she doesn't like at all.
So what's happening?
So she's trying to keep her job and to ignore his advances as long as possible. And when it's no longer possible, she needs to leave the job in a very traumatic way. The event itself influences her life, her family, her context, all her social context, and she comes out of the film very different the way she went in.
That is very interesting, because I think sexual harassment is very common everywhere. And I think the Israelis especially, I mean, they know about sexual harassment. One of the top person in Israel, you can't have more top than a president, a former president, was in jail for rape. And I think rape started with sexual harassment.
That's true. I mean, in Israel, I think it's the only place on the planet that a president was convicted and was set in jail for rape. It was a big, big story in Israel and actually in the world. And in Israel, exactly like in other places in the West, there isn't a week when there isn't some kind of news about a media person, a politician, a journalist who is sexually harassing one woman or another, many times their employees. So it's not it's a very common phenomena, and the heroine in Working Woman represents very closely millions and millions and millions of women who are sexually harassed at work, and we don't know about them. I mean, the anonymous women who are all around us, and us included, who go through sexual harassment most of the time do not complain. I mean, only a very small percentage of women around the world complain about sexual harassment. So most of us just let it go, suffer from it, go through the trauma, and go on.
We're talking to Michal Aviad, the filmmaker, director, scriptwriter, producer, and also senior lecturer at the Department of Cinema and Television at Tel Aviv University. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michal, it seems that most of your movies, the documentary one and also the full-length ones, are around women and problems that women are faced with.
So basically, I mean, what I'm trying usually to say about my films is that the films are not about subjects that concern women, not necessarily. I mean, the films are about subjects that concern the entire society, but unlike most films, that from the point of view of women, and women are usually the heroines in my films. And when you look at reality from the point of view of women, you see different things when you look at it from the point of view of men.
Please tell us about your previous movies.
I made many. My last film is called Demona Twist, and it's about and it's an historical film about the 1950s and 1960s, the time of the big immigration from the Arab world and Europe to Israel, and the way women in some godforsaken place in the desert who were brought against their will from North Africa deal with the situation of being immigrants from the Arab world in a society that tries to be as similar as possible to Europe. Before that, I made one of my films. It's called The Women Next Door. It's about the relationship between Palestinian women and Israeli women. I made a film about two teenage girls from a suburb of Tel Aviv and their wishes and wills. I made a fiction film about a serial rapist, and the two heroines in the film are women who met many years earlier when they came to the police to identify the rapist, but now they meet again and deal again with that horrific trauma that they went through. My films are on many different subjects.
Michal Aviad, we are looking forward to watch your latest movie, and this is Working Woman in Australia. Thank you so much and good luck.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.